And it's time for another edition of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse alongside Noah Cassidy this afternoon. Noah, let's get to it. Another episode of the Did You Know Show. And since I already kind of know what direction you're going with yesterday, I'm kind of excited. We did the first part yesterday, and now we're on to the second part of different drinks. Who drinks the most of them and what places in the world?
Sure enough. So yesterday we had no alcoholic beverages, right? We just did coffee.
Tea was one of them.
Tea and hot chocolate.
Right.
Today, two of the three are alcohols. So, first one is beer.
Beer. I got to guess Germany.
I would kind of agree. It's like known for their dark beers. Like, that's this a German thing. But apparently, it's the Czech Republic.
Gotcha. Okay.
I never would have guessed that. But it's actually, they drink a lot over there, apparently. So, beer is one of the most popular alcoholic drinks around the world. And for 25 years running, 25 years in a row so far, the Czech Republic has held the most beer consumed per capita, and it's a very large margin that they actually have this by. The average resident drinks 142.6 liters of beer a year.
That's putting it down.
That's a lot.
Another European country. That's not far away from Germany in terms of location.
True.
But, yeah, interesting. Okay.
And then next is going to be whiskey.
Whiskey.
And I'd imagine it would have been us. I thought we would be.
Yeah, U.S. Well, parts of U.S. drinks a lot. I feel like some parts don't, though, you know?
I guess we're maybe a little. We're not on the list anywhere so far that I've
seen. Too much variety.
I think we're just too much of a hodgepodge of everybody. Yeah. But it is France.
France. No, I would not have got that one.
The U.S. and the U.K., they have stories of whiskey making traditions and things like that. But France does take the top spot for whiskey consumption per capita, which is 2.15 liters of the spirit per year for the average person, which is still quite a bit when it comes to a hard liquor like whiskey.
Yeah.
But there you go. And then last but not least, we're going to talk about bottled water. Why not do two alcohols and then the rehydration?
Bottled water. Huh.
Bottled water is Mexico and Thailand. They're actually tied. So it's obviously the most consumed beverage in the entire world because we need water to live.
Yes.
But because of the countries not having the best filtration devices
and clean water,
Bottled water is mostly consumed in Mexico and Thailand. They're tied both for 72.4 gallons of bottled water per person per year.
Yeah. Well, it's better to be safe than sorry. And
I mean,
drink the bottled water if you're in Mexico or Thailand. But I guess just drink a lot of it. And it's hot there, so you got to stay hydrated.
Right. So, I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense that they drink that much and they have that they're both tied at that top spot. Mm-hmm.
Well, mine has to do with food as opposed to beverage today. But it's a food that does pair good with some alcoholic beverages. I'd say mostly wine.
Okay.
But we're talking about cheese.
Cheese,
here today.
Yeah.
Yes. And did you know that some cheeses in the world, they don't go bad for up to 2 decades.
Wow. 20 years?
Yes. The world's hardest cheese can last up for 20 years. Now, this is a cheese that is grown in Asia or created in Asia that they use goat milk and some other milk, but then they harden it up so much. It's actually so hard that it kind of tastes like it's kind of like a gum when you have to chew it. You have to chew it so much before you can actually
swallow
congest it. Yes.
That's insane.
But it's in Nepal, and it's a cheese that can last up to 20 years. So if you ever need cheese to not go bad, you need to figure out a way to get your hands on some Nepal cheese.
Some Nepal cheese, and maybe if you're a gum chewer and you don't like the sweet and the minty types of taste, I guess you can get some cheese.
Thinking about that Willy Wonka movie where they've got the gum that tastes like all sorts of different things.
Yeah, now you got one that you can get cheese that chews just like gum practically. I want to go get some of that just to try that out. That's crazy.
Well, that's our Did You Know for the day, talking about some cheese from around the world and different places where they like their beverages, and I know Noah's got one more day of that for us tomorrow.
Got three more.
So we'll be back with another episode of Did You Know Show tomorrow.